Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I'd like to continue our discussion from last time when we were in 2 Timothy chapter 3, but first let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you on today. We thank you for what you are doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you think so much of us. You first loved us, Lord Jesus. And the reason why you are coming back for us, Lord, because you had a plan before the foundation of the world that we would come back into unity with you. Lord, I pray that you just continue to spread your word, spread your gospel, so your children come back home. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in chapter 3, we were talking about some certain conduct. These are signs of the coming of the end. And I saw another thing on today on TV that there are people that are selling 7 years worth of food for people to survive the Great Tribulation period. This freeze-dried food that you just add water to it, and to help people survive the Great Tribulation period. That period is going to be a time that no one has ever seen before. The Bible is explicit about its tremendous and just unheard of and unfathomable torment and anguish, pain and suffering, and just hatred of one another and giving each other up to be killed. It is going to be a time that we can't even understand, even though we live in a terrible time today. This 7 years will be something we have never witnessed before. And we are on the cusp of this thing culminating. And the last time I talked about people coming through the Great Tribulation period, there will be some people that will be saved. But there will be people receiving the mark of the beast, which will not be saved. The people that will be saved, you're going to die for your salvation. You're going to die for the name of Jesus. You're going to be beheaded. This is going to be a terrible time. And so that's why I urge you to be saved today. And when you get saved, remain. One thing about the enemy, he is very deceitful and he is very slick. And we are moved sometimes. I see people, we're moved at the altar. We come up to be saved. And we say, yes, I believe. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to be saved. And because Jesus may not come in that next 5 minutes or 5 days or 5 weeks, we start to slip back into our old behavior and our old ways. And then we're fighting and warring in our members to do right and all of that. And that enemy just waits his time. And he waits and he dangles things in front of you that you have weaknesses for. That's why it is imperative to read the Word of God every single day and to commune with God in prayer and ask God to cover you and to protect you and to illuminate His Word and to be filled with the Holy Ghost that gives you power and authority over the wiles of the devil. You have to keep going. This is not like one-stop shop. You go up to the altar, get saved, and then you're done, and then you can go back to smoking weed and getting loaded up and fornicating and sleeping around. And no, that's not it. That's not it. Because if you believe in God, that conviction is going to change your ways. And like I've said before, submit to the change. Don't fight it. Don't fight the change. When you are convicted to do right. Because there are people in this world that do wrong and they entice and solicit others to come along and join them in their journey leading straight to the bottomless pit and ultimately to the lake of fire. They have a destiny. I urge you not to go with them. And this is what they look like in Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 3. They are lovers of their own selves. They are covetous, meaning money lovers. boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, homosexuals, people living a homosexual lifestyle. I urge you to come out of that lifestyle. It is leading nowhere. And along with that will be the people I just spoke about. Money lovers, blasphemer, disobedient to parents, people, truce breakers. Who are those? Those are, truce breakers are people irreconcilable. They just won't reconcile with God. They won't do it. False accusers means slanderers, incontinent, lack of self-control, will not bring themselves into subjection. Do whatever you want, whatever you feel like doing. Doesn't matter if it hurt people, it hurt yourself, hurts your family. You steal, lie, cheat, do whatever. Destroy your body with the awful things of this world. You do it, you don't care. Those are the signs. Fierce means people that are brutal. Those people that are beheading people right now, ISIS. This is the time we live in. Brutal. Slice your head off and then go eat a hamburger. Don't care. This is where we live. Despisers of those that do good. People that do good, you want goody two shoes. You're just a goody two shoes. You just always want to do good. They don't want that. Because they want the people that do wrong, do bad. That's who they feel more confident around. Well, people in the dark like other people that are in the dark. I'm in the dark. I want you in the dark too. That is the signs of the times we live in. Traitors, people that betray one another. Heady means reckless. High-minded means haughty, prideful, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, meaning they give to the poor, they do all these good things on the outward appearance, but they deny the power thereof, meaning they deny the power that they can be saved by. No, I don't want that. I'm going to do it my own way. I'm going to come to God through my own way. I'm good. I'm a good person. Nope, not going to qualify. Not going to qualify. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe that he died for your sins? Do you have faith that he is going to return again one day? Do you believe the Bible? Those are the saved ones. Do your lifestyle resemble those that of Jesus as your Savior? Are you a follower of Christ? Is he the head of your life? Those are Christians, not the good people, just people that don't rob banks and that's not going to qualify. That's not going to do it. And it says, from such turn away. For of this sort are which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. And I'm going to have to get into that tomorrow. There are many people coming through the airwaves. There's podcasts that are used for good, some that are used for bad. Internet used for good, used for bad. Television used for good, used for bad. This is a constant battle for the attention of people. One, to take you away to be saved, and another, to take you away to be lost. Listen. Let your spirit hear what the Lord is saying. He is coming soon. And you got to get yourself right. I'm going to stop right there. May you be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost on today. In Jesus' name. Join me on the Word of Me tomorrow. God bless.